what can be done to support positive mental health and well-being in the caring role?
Yes, I mean, that's a very good question, and a lot of the carers organisations are working hard to address mental ill health in carers and to support them. Many local carers groups encourage carers to join them and to share their experience as a way of alleviating and feeling comforted, and a sort of a cathartic experience as well. Breaks are advocated, but as we said, you know, it's not always easy, but there's kind of smaller breaks, like getting away for a couple of hours just to treat, for the carer to treat themselves to something they enjoy doing, can actually make a big difference. There's various online chat forums. The Carers UK website is a really good example of this, and the use of these has increased rapidly during the pandemic for obvious reasons. Carers are encouraged to talk to their family and friends again, to share things and get things out in the open. If carers are finding that those sort of things don't work, there's various psychotherapy and counselling interventions such as mindfulness. And there have been some developments in terms of bespoke strategies for particular groups of carers. For example, dementia carers, there's a programme called START, which is a manual-based coping strategy to reduce affective symptoms and depression in carers. It's actually the full name is Strategies for Relatives, but if anyone's interested, they can find that online. And this is linked to the broader emphasis on building up carer resilience and self-help more generally, and so that carers develop their own personalised strategies for coping with the situation that they're in. And part of this involves advice on advising carers how to look after their own physical and mental health and their emotional and spiritual well-being. For example, don't drink too much or smoke too much, and trying to pace yourself, learning to say no to some people at least some of the time. And crucially, physical exercise, because this is a simple way to relieve tension. I know there's a big push to encourage carers to try and engage in physical exercise, but when asked about the possibility of doing that, apparently 81% of carers have said that they're not able to do as much physical exercise as they would like. So that's obviously a key issue that we need to continue to work on.
That's really interesting, Mary. Thank you. And I think one of the things that sort of jumped out for me in what you were saying is sort of the individual nature of which an intervention to support a carer, you know, the importance of it being appropriate and supportive to the individual carer, and educating and empowering the carer to find what works best for them. And so, you know, understanding and being educated about the impact of the caring role, and then what could work for them.
Sure. And giving them a choice over what, as you say, what would work for them, because every caring situation is different and every carer is different. So getting together a package of strategies that they feel helps them, I think is really important.
That's super. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your expert knowledge on the subject. It's really kind of you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.